केशवतीता तुकाररूपा जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे।
Madhyalila, Chapter 11. O Lord Gauranga, O most precious treasure, O unlimited ocean of love of Godhead, where do you come from? You are the Lord and maintainer of the helpless, the true friend of the downtrodden. All glory to you, Lord Vishvambar, the most powerful and regal of the Brahmins. Victory to all your associates who are like honeybees attracted to the nectar of your lotus feet. You are as dear to Paramananda Puri as his own life, and you are the greatest wealth Swarup Damodar possesses. You are very dear to Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatan Goswami, and the heart of Jagadish and Gopinath. Lord Vishvambar continued performing his pastimes in Navadweep, not visible to every eye. The blessed Srivas Pandit sits in his house, situated in the central island of Navadweep, and sees the endless and marvelous pastimes of the Lord. He serves the Lord with pure love and sees the Mahaprakash Leela pastime with the other Vaishnavas. Lord Nityananda was residing in Srivas Pandit's house and loved and respected him as his father. Lord Nityananda was always manifesting the mood of a little child who drank Malini's breast milk. Malini's breast had long dried up, but on Lord Nityananda's touch, milk flowed again in her breast. She was amazed at such miraculous happenings. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered her not to reveal this to anyone. Every day she saw Lord Nityananda's childlike behavior. Lord Vishvambar said to Lord Nityananda, "Listen, Nityananda, so that you avoid arguments and fights with anyone, do not behave recklessly in Srivas's house." Lord Nityananda objected, saying, "Krishna, you can never see me acting reckless. You cannot find another person as well behaved as I am." Lord Vishvambar replied, "I know you too well." Nityananda said, "Let me hear you point out my mistakes and ill behavior." Smiling, Lord Chaitanya said, "You want to know your mistakes? You throw showers of rice in every room." Lord Nityananda said, "But this is the work of a madman, and such mischief must be stopped. You want to falsely blame me and not give me any food to eat. If you want to eat all by yourself, that is all right with me. But why do you defame me to everyone?" Lord Chaitanya replied, "I feel ashamed by your misconduct, and so I am trying to rectify you." Lord Nityananda smiled and said, "That is very good. You must always teach me whenever you see me misbehaving. You are correct in assuming that I am a culprit." He then broke into peals of laughter. Lord Nityananda became immersed in an ocean of happiness. He was unaware of the external world. Taking his cloth, he tied it around his head, standing naked before all. He pranced about in great leaps, bubbling with laughter, staggering sometimes like a drunk man. Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas Pandit, and Haridas beheld this sight of the Lord's special mercy, for it was meant to teach a lesson to the whole world. Lord Vishvambar held Nityananda and said, "What are you doing? Such behavior is inappropriate in a householder's house. You just told me that you were not mad, and the next moment you contradict your own words." For one who is oblivious to the external world, what reactions can words have on him? Lord Nityananda was floating on the waves of ecstasy. Lord Vishvambar had to himself dress Nityananda Prabhu. Such are his inconceivable activities. Lord Chaitanya's words fell on deaf ears, for Lord Nityananda was totally unaware of everything, like a mad lion. He would not even eat with his own hands. Malini had to feed him. Malini, the chaste and righteous wife of Srivas Pandit, could sense Lord Nityananda's inner feelings, and so she served him like a mother to a son. One day a crow stole a small bell metal container and flew away out of sight, upsetting Malini Devi. The crow suddenly returned again, but without the container. Malini Devi was well aware of her husband's reaction once he saw that the ghee vessel of Krishna's was missing. His temper was nothing short of a thunderstorm. She felt helpless and began to weep. Just then, Lord Nityananda came there and saw tears streaking down Malini Devi's eyes. Smiling, he asked, "Why are you crying? Tell me the cause of your distress. I will take care of everything." Malini Devi tearfully replied, "Oh, listen, Goshai. A crow flew away with the ghee vessel. Who knows where?" He assured her, "Mother, stop weeping and worrying. I will get your vessel back." The Lord spoke to the crow, smiling pleasantly. "O crow, go and bring back the vessel quickly." Lord Nityananda resides in everyone's heart. Who has the power to disobey his orders? The crow immediately flew off, followed by the distraught eyes of Malini Devi. The crow returned soon with the vessel in its beak and kept it near Malini Devi. Malini Devi could very well understand the extraordinary potency of Lord Nityananda from this incident. Swooning with ecstasy, she began offering prayers to the Lord. "For one who can bring to life the dead son of his guru from the custody of Yamaraj, and for one who maintains this cosmic manifestation, what is so wonderful in bringing back a small vessel from a crow? On his head rests the unlimited creation, and he does not even feel its weight while performing his pastimes. The endless ocean of nescience is destroyed just by chanting his name. To influence a crow to bring back a small vessel it had stolen is not an extraordinary deed for him. In the past, as Lakshman, you were guarding Sita Devi while living in the forest, yet you only looked at her feet and no other part of her body. Your powerful arrows had later defeated and exterminated the entire demon family of Ravana, and so winning back this small vessel is indeed an insignificant deed. At whose lotus feet River Jamuna Devi begged forgiveness and offered chosen prayers of glorification? Who has the potency to maintain all the 14 worlds? What marvel is it to him to get back a small vessel from a crow? Yet none of your activities can be diminished, since all of your activities, however easy and small they may seem, are transcendental and the absolute truth. Such is the clear verdict of the Vedas." Lord Nityananda smiled as he listened to her prayers and remarked in his childlike manner, "I want to eat." Whenever Malini Devi saw Lord Nityananda, milk oozed out of her breast out of spiritual parental love, and Lord Nityananda, in order to fulfill her spiritual desires, sucked on her breast like a child. These are some of the inconceivable pastimes of Lord Nityananda. My capacity to describe all of this is limited. The pastimes of the Lord are already widely known all over the world. His activities are extraordinary and difficult to understand. Those who know him in truth can easily believe in all his pastimes. Lord Nityananda is always totally engrossed in ecstasy, and he moves about Nadia as does the brilliant sun across the azure sky. A mystic yogi or a learned scholar or anybody may think and say anything about Lord Nityananda. People may comment that Lord Nityananda is not a close associate of Lord Chaitanya. I do not care to hear about any such remarks. I can only pray that his lotus feet remain imprinted in the depths of my heart. There are many atheists who criticize Lord Nityananda in spite of hearing his glory. I kick them in the head, hoping for the Lord's mercy on them. Lord Nityananda is so lost in his transcendental pastimes in Srivas Pandit's house that Lord Gauranga has to look after him. One day, Lord Chaitanya was sitting in his house together with his wife, Vishnupriya Devi, whose exquisite beauty matched only Lakshmi Devi's. She prepared betel pan for the Lord, and he received them, smiling with pleasure. This way, he spent nights and days with her, lost in the pleasure of each other's company. Mother Sachi's heart exulted to heights of unknown joy as she saw the happy couple. Lord Chaitanya knew the reason for his mother's exhilaration, and so he spent much time with his wife. Around this time, Lord Nityananda, who was always immersed in bliss, came to Lord Chaitanya's house in a restless mood. He stood before everyone, naked like an innocent child, not feeling any shame. Lord Chaitanya inquired, "Nityananda, why are you without clothes?" Nityananda replied with a smile, "It is so, it is so." Lord Chaitanya said, "Nityananda, where are your clothes?" He replied, "Today I leave." Lord Chaitanya insisted, "Why?" Nitai said, "I cannot eat anymore." Lord Chaitanya said, "When I say something, why do you answer with a completely different subject?" Nitai replied, "I want all around attention." Angrily, Lord Chaitanya said, "It is not my fault." Nitai replied, "My Lord, Sachidevi is not here." Lord Chaitanya said, "Be merciful and wear your clothes." Lord Nityananda said, "I will eat." Like this, Lord Nityananda is always in the serving mood of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya got up and personally dressed Nitai, and Nitai continued chuckling. Sachidevi smiled, seeing Nityananda's activities, and felt a motherly affection towards him, thinking of Vishvambhar. His words strongly reminded her of her older son, and sometimes he even looked like him. Unknown to anyone, Mother Sachi felt equal love for both Lord Nityananda and Lord Vishvambhar. When Lord Nityananda came out of his trance, he dressed himself up. Sachidevi gave him 5 milk cakes to eat. Nitai put one of the sweets in his mouth and threw the other 4 sweets far away. Sachidevi raised an alarm, saying, "Alas, alas, why are you throwing it away?" Lord Nityananda replied, "Why did you put all the sweets in one place?" Sachidevi said, "I do not have anything more. What will you eat now?" Lord Nityananda answered, "Ask for it, and it will certainly be there." Sachidevi went inside the room, only to be greeted by a wonderful surprise. She saw the 4 sweets thrown away by Nitai were there. She thought out loud, "Where were the sweet cakes thrown, and how could they be here now?" Sachidevi was amazed and amused. She removed the dust particles from the sweet cakes and came to Nityananda. She found him eating laddus and inquired, "From where did you get those laddus?" Lord Nityananda replied, "I saw you were disappointed when I threw the sweet cakes away, so I brought them back." Seeing these miracles, Sachidevi considered in her mind that who can know the extraordinary qualities of Nityananda Prabhu. To Nityananda Prabhu, she said, "Nityananda, why do you bewilder me in this manner? I know very well that you are the Supreme Lord. Please, therefore, remove your illusory potency for me." Lord Nityananda, exhibiting the mood of a young boy, went running after Sachidevi to touch her feet as she tried desperately to escape him. Such are the super excellent activities of Lord Nityananda. They bring pleasure to the pious devotees, but to the envious, they bring pain. Those envious and sinful wretches who criticize Lord Nityananda become so contaminated that even Ganga Devi, who purifies everything, runs away from that person. Lord Nityananda is the Supreme Lord of the Vaishnavas. As Anantashesh, he holds the universe on his head. Although I have no attachment for Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, I pray that the treasure of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda be firmly situated in the inner recesses of my heart. This is my earnest desire, for which I beg at the feet of all Vaishnavas. Let Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Balaram, be my Supreme Lord and Master. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, offer this song at their lotus feet.